USA Radio News.
A newly signed bill in Florida is highlighting the horrors of communism and drawing attention to those who've died at the hands of such regimes. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology.
Pfizer is growing. The company said on Tuesday it will pay $11.6 billion to buy Biohaven Pharmaceutical Holding Company. Pfizer is rolling the dice on its ability to boost sales of the top-selling pill in a new class of migraine drugs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Joe Biden offered vague solutions on Tuesday to curb the nation's worst inflation in 40 years.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously and it's my top domestic priority.
Biden's inflation plan includes lowering the cost of everyday goods by repairing infrastructure, efforts to lower the cost of child care, and lower housing costs by building more homes. Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge-watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower-priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade. Abortion advocates have been gathering outside the private homes of Supreme Court members, and the U.S. Senate is looking to grant the jurists and their families more security.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. It now heads to the House. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
More than 500,000 pounds of pre-cooked chicken have been recalled. Alabama-based Wayne Farms is recalling the chicken since it may be undercooked. The affected food was produced between February 9th and April 30th. No sicknesses have been reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.